WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. It's treacherous travel this morning with freezing rain falling and icy conditions all around the metro area. National Weather Service meteorologist Ray Martin.
We do expect the temperatures to rise above freezing, you know, by this afternoon. But until then, it's just going to be pretty icy out there, and really people should probably stay off the road.
He said the rain should taper off in the early afternoon, then the temperature starts going up into the 60s by tomorrow. We'll check the full WMAL Weather Channel forecast coming up, along with the latest from the traffic center. Lots to watch out for this morning. No matter what the weather is, though, volunteers at Wreaths Across America will be out in Arlington National Cemetery today. Tens of thousands are expected there this afternoon, laying a wreath at each grave, according to Director Wayne Hansen.
Our mission is to remember, honor, and teach, with teaching the children the cost of freedom. And it's great to see the families that do come out, even though they don't have somebody they know at Arlington.
They aim to raise sponsorships for about 245,000 wreaths. The man accused of bringing in a gun to Comet Ping Pong 2 weeks ago is pleading not guilty. Edgar Madison Welch made a brief court appearance on Friday in federal court, saying only yes, sir, in response to a judge's questions. Welch is charged with a federal count of transporting a firearm across state lines, along with two D.C. offenses, all of which could mean a maximum of 35 years in prison. A deputy who fatally shot a hospital patient wielding a metal signpost earlier this year in Fairfax has been cleared of criminal charges.
Fairfax County Police say Commonwealth's attorney Ray Morrow has found no basis to bring criminal charges against Patrick McPartland, an 18-year veteran of the Fairfax County Sheriff's Office. He shot and killed Giovanni Martinez outside of Inova Fairfax Hospital back in August. Police say Martinez had already injured one person and was having a psychiatric episode when he charged at the deputy, who tried to calm the man down before firing the fatal shots. The sheriff's office still plans to conduct its own internal investigation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The FBI is supporting the CIA's conclusion that Russia interfered in the presidential election with the goal of supporting Donald Trump. In a message sent to employees, CIA Director John Brennan says he has spoken with FBI Director James Comey and James Clapper, National Intelligence Director. President Obama, in his year-end news conference, says he hopes Trump will take the matter seriously once he's in office.
Our goal continues to be to send a clear message to Russia or others not to do this to us, because we can do stuff to you.
Meanwhile, Trump's thank you tour making a stop in Orlando last night.
I'm here today for one main reason, to say thank you to the incredible people of Florida. What a group.
According to a transition team official, Trump has chosen South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney as his budget director. Mulvaney was elected in the 2010 Tea Party wave and is a founder of the House Freedom Caucus. And the weather may put a dent in what is traditionally some of the busiest shopping days of the year, the final weekend before Christmas.
In the final days of the holiday shopping season, stores are pushing deals and incentives like free shipping. That may be due in part to new numbers that show people are spending at a slightly slower pace than last year. The research firm First Data says while retail spending is up 2%, that's still below the 2.4% gain at this time last year. The rate of online spending is far outpacing buying at brick-and-mortar stores from the end of October through last Monday. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Sports, the Caps beat Carolina in a shootout. They're back home for the Canadiens tonight. The Wizards get their fourth win in five, this time over Detroit. We'll check on traffic and weather up next.
WMAL invites you to the WMAL Inauguration Celebration, Saturday, January 21st at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. Join Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, and Chris Plant for an evening of dinner, drinks, and dancing, all to celebrate America. Your ticket includes past hors d'oeuvres, a three-course seated dinner, and dancing the night away with live music. Purchase your tickets to WMAL's Inauguration Celebration, a perfect stocking stuffer, at WMAL.com/inauguration.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Buy, sell, trade, shoot, consign, train. ValleyGuns2, that's the number 2.com.
At 7:05, officials urging you to stay off the roads if you can. But if you are on the road, a lot to worry about out there. Here's Bo Chase in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The weather is making for difficult driving circumstances. A lot of crashes. 66 westbound near Lee Jackson Highway. That's a major accident. Left and right lanes are blocked. That involves multiple vehicles. Inner loop at the Beltway at Arlington Boulevard. An accident there has all lanes blocked. 66 eastbound at Key Bridge. That crash blocking the right lane. In Falls Church, 495 Express Lane northbound near Lee Highway. That crash has all lanes blocked. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound at Route 50. A crash there. Also Route 50 Maryland westbound at Crane Highway. That accident causing traffic delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We get above freezing later on this morning. Then the rain should taper off around noon. Then mostly cloudy as we get into the 40s later on this afternoon. Temperature keeps going up overnight into the 50s. Rain tomorrow afternoon as we head up to a high of around 60 tomorrow. Definitely a weather roller coaster ride. Right now we're looking at 25 in Vienna, 27 in Rockville, and 29 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, has spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents get. Plus, Frank will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it himself, guaranteed. George was looking to sell an investment property in Rockville. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. It's no wonder that the nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank entrepreneur Barbara Corcoran exclusively recommends Frank Prindle in Metro D.C. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
In financial times like these, don't you want straight-talking, common-sense investment advice from a reliable source, as well as valuable insights on current market conditions and perspective on your investments? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your investment strategy.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
Now, the Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Saturday morning update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined every Saturday morning by John Gizzi, the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
President Obama, big news conference Friday afternoon. Was there anything new?
Not really. It is the typical Obama end-of-the-year press conference before he makes his yearly sojourn to Honolulu for the Christmas holidays. Right down to reporters saying, Meli Kaniki Maha, the island way of saying Merry Christmas. The president made two points, though, that were newsworthy. One, Syria is certainly at the top of the news and the top of his agenda in his final month in office. It appears as though the Assad regime is going to stand firm in Aleppo and that the rebels are on the losing end of the stick. This, of course, enhances the position of Vladimir Putin in order to get a Russian hand in the Middle East for the first time in more than 40 years. We could be looking at an Assad-Putin-Erdogan axis in that part of the world and a fresh plethora of problems for the incoming president. The other thing the president did was underscore the involvement or alleged involvement of Russia in the recent U.S. elections. He fully plans to have a report released before he leaves office and said he warned Vladimir Putin not to be involved or to get into cyberspace with the goal of interfering with the race. Now, whether or not there was a great degree of this or what impact it had on the election is unknown. We know certainly that a lot of people are putting this into the political dialogue at the close of 2016, and it's something I'm sure the incoming president will have to address.
The incoming president has named Rex Tillerson as his Secretary of State nominee. Tell us what George Soros has got to do with this story now.
Well, it's interesting. If you read most of the news reports following Trump making it official and tapping ExxonMobil President Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State, one would think that it's simply members of the Senate. Conservative Republicans such as John McCain and Marco Rubio, and some in the Democratic side, such as Ben Cardin of Maryland, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, that these were the premier enemies of the man who has routinely done business with Putin's Russia for years and now seeks to be America's top foreign policy official. Not so. The strong offensive organized and in the media already to stop Rex Tillerson's nomination is funded by a group that is a project of George Soros, the so-called paymaster of the left who backs all the liberal groups to the tune of six figures. The Soros group has charged that Tillerson, among others, through ExxonMobil, supplies erroneous information to climate change skeptics, and that he's done business in Africa governments that, in the end, rip off the poor and make people a lot worse. Well, whether this carries any water remains to be seen. It should be pointed out ExxonMobil, obviously nervous about pressure from left-wing groups, dropped its support of climate change skepticism a few years ago, and more recently, it's been pointed out that if one wants to do business in Africa, one has to have the cooperation of the governments in Angola, Equatorial Africa, Nigeria. No business comes in without the cooperation of the government, and that was true with ExxonMobil and all those countries in which it did business in the last few years. So far, I don't see the case against him.
Josh Earnest has been the daily face of the Obama administration for the last 2.5 years. What about the new press secretary? What are we hearing?
All signs are that the president's top spokesman and the man that my colleagues and I will face at the podium every day will be Sean Spicer, longtime spokesman for Republican National Chairman Reince Priebus, who is now the president's chief of staff, and himself a spokesman for other government-level officials, the Office of Management and Budget Director and the U.S. Trade Representative during the last Republican administration. I've known Sean for more than 15 years. He's a straight talker. He's a reserve officer in the military, and he can give it as much as he can take it. It will be interesting to see him joust with some of the media that was quite charmed by Josh Earnest. I would say that they're in for a different kind of press secretary, and we're going to be in for some different kind of briefings. A footnote on that, Rick. There was some nervousness that Donald Trump might just scrap the daily briefings at the White House that have become a staple of Americana, and that have been conducted by presidents since Franklin Roosevelt and his press secretary, Steve Early, back in 1933. Our fears were for naught. The briefings will go on, and there'll be someone new at the podium.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax. As always, John, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Rick, and have a pleasant weekend.
Not pleasant this morning, John. 7:15 on the Saturday morning update. We're going to check the traffic, and then Jeff Maher is standing by with the very latest from the Weather Channel.
Good morning, I'm Bo Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. A major accident on the inner loop of the Beltway at Arlington Boulevard on the Virginia side. That crash has all lanes blocked. Police are directing traffic there, and there are multiple accidents near and at that site. 66 westbound near Lee Jackson Highway, a crash. Left and right lanes are blocked. That also involves multiple vehicles. 95 Virginia southbound at the Capitol Beltway. A crash has the left lane blocked there. In Falls Church, police still working an accident on 495 Express Lane near Lee Highway. That one blocking all lanes. In Brandywine, Crane Highway southeast at Shortcut Road. A crash there. Annapolis Road east at Racetrack Road. An accident. And a crash on Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound at Route 50. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The WMAL Weather Channel forecast from Jeff Marr. Jeff, it's been a mess outside so far this morning. Tell us what's going on around the Washington area in terms of temperatures and what it means in terms of ice versus freezing rain and sleet. And are we going to get any snow?
I think it's going to mainly be freezing rain and sleet early today, but it's the freezing rain that's the real issue. The problem is we have warm air starting to move in higher up in the atmosphere, so we're having rain falling initially, but with temperatures below freezing at the surface right now around 28 degrees, that rain freezes on contact with the colder surfaces that it encounters, especially those bridges and overpasses. So be very careful if you are trying to head out today. You're going to encounter some slick conditions. I would probably wait until later this morning. We've got a winter weather advisory in effect until noon with more freezing rain and sleet through the morning. But eventually we'll change over to just some cold rain through the afternoon as temperatures get above freezing.
Now, suppose somebody's going to be traveling out. A lot of people drive this weekend to get the advance on Christmas holiday travel. What's it look like up and down the corridor, say the 95 corridor, and then out 81, 66 out that way?
Yeah, not good at all. No matter what direction you're heading here close to the district, you're going to run into some freezing rain and sleet. We've got problems all the way down 95 into portions of North Carolina. And along portions of 85 down in Charlotte, North Carolina, we've got light freezing rain causing issues. And certainly to the north and west, more freezing rain as well. We've got icy conditions heading up towards the Philly area and also towards Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, covering the northern part of the Delmarva. And then across the New York City area, big-time flight delays this morning. A lot of cancellations already with snow mixed with a little bit of freezing drizzle there as well. So if you're hoping to catch a flight, certainly call ahead if you're heading anywhere to the north or west. Big issues all the way towards the Great Lakes and across the Rockies. We've got a lot of snow. If you're heading farther to the south, you want warm weather, go down to Florida. We got low to mid-80s for the Sunshine State today.
I wish. Jeff Marr, the Weather Channel, thanks so much.
You got it.
28 outside right now in Washington. Jenny McCord joins us now from VDOT. And, Jenny, we've just heard about the accident on the Beltway. And can you give us a sense of the conditions on the roads, not only the Beltway, but the secondary roads and the side streets in the northern Virginia area?
Sure. Well, in general, all roads remain icy. Interstates, main roads, secondary roads. Those conditions are going to persist throughout the morning until those temperatures can rise a little bit. Our crews are out there treating roads and retreating roads, but please remember that those roads can re-ice very quickly.
Well, it is a mess outside. And in terms of travel, would you just recommend people stay in at this point? We do
recommend that folks stay home until the temperatures rise a bit. Particularly the sun is coming up now. Those temperatures we know are going to rise throughout the day, and that's going to make a big difference. As some of those crashes have isolated along on the interstates, that also will keep crews from retreating those roads. So those roads are going to remain icy. They're going to remain icy through the morning, and we just ask that folks stay home. If you do absolutely have to be out, please use a lot of braking distance. Make sure you have a full tank of gas. Allow plenty of time to get where you're going. You're going to need to go very, very slow to drive for the conditions.
Jenny McCord at VDOT, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
719 Saturday morning update on WMAL. We'll keep you posted on that weather throughout the morning.
Your doctor said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if, instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound, ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Call 844-334-3064 or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E surgery.com. S-O-N-O-S-P-I-N-E surgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound spine surgery at Sana Spine.
How did you pick the investments in your IRA and retirement plan at work? Do you have a plan, a specific strategy, or did you just pick randomly based on what some family member or coworker said? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Managing your investments correctly is vital if you hope to achieve your retirement goals, and you might be amazed at how easy it is to do it right. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense financial advice for 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement so you can achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Thank you for being with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to be joined by Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Full Measure. It's every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock on ABC 7, also on News Channel 8. Cheryl, good morning.
Thank you.
You have a very interesting guest on the program tomorrow. We've been talking so much in the news this week about the hack. You spoke with the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and what did he have to tell you?
Yes, this was an Obama administration official, and I sought a little bit of clarity because intel officials seem to be providing mixed signals on what we know and don't know. And number one, I learned from various sources is there's apparently no suspicion that anybody literally hacked into our election voting machines or the vote count. And I think there's been a misimpression given sometimes on the news over that. But the question of whether the Russians may have done other things leading up to the election to sway public opinion or to hack and leak things from party officials is the main question. And he's very dubious about the idea that we would be able to know that now. He thinks it's a very difficult question because number one, even if we were able to trace the signal to Russia, for example, he says signals can be bounced off of servers in different countries. That's a very common practice for people who want to, you know, hide who they are. So you have to get past that. And even if you're able to do that, he says another big question is the person, if it's in Russia, acting as a lone wolf or acting in concert with Putin himself or, for example, a Russian mafia crime family. And he says those are things that are really not easy to find out. Number three, motivation is yet another complicating factor.
So much of the reporting this week came from unidentified sources within government agencies, and there hasn't been an official announcement on much of this. The president said some things on Friday afternoon, but so much of what was reported was from leaks. And I'm just concerned that agencies like the CIA are leaking information out, and the news media reporting it all as though it was some fact released in a press release.
Well, this is why we sought some clarity. And I think in general, you know, I was thinking about this today. When something happens like this, or when the president-elect takes a phone call from Taiwan, most reporters and pundits, quite frankly, don't have the expertise in the subject matter to know empirically if it's something that's, let's say, good or bad. So they rely on sources. And if their sources come from one side and have political motivation, which is often the case, but they don't seek out either original research or reporting from the other side, I think it leads to sometimes very heavily reporting, and I do think we're seeing a lot of that.
Especially with the Electoral College vote coming up and the inauguration on the way. Another story you're covering tomorrow is the man who monitors the money in Afghanistan. And I can imagine exorbitant amounts of money will be discussed in that story.
Do you want to guess how much U.S. tax money has been spent rebuilding Afghanistan?
I have.
You could just put a figure out there if you want.
I haven't the slightest idea.
It's at least $115 billion. And the Inspector General, John Sofko, who's assigned with policing, and he was appointed by President Obama, is just a bulldog at turning up waste, fraud, and abuse. And unfortunately, it's everywhere he looks. So not only are we going over some of these programs, like a military-based program that built, this is just one tiny example, that built a compressed gas station in Afghanistan for about $43 million that the Inspector General found should have cost about $500,000. And is really not terribly functional since most people over there not only don't have compressed gas cars, but it costs more to convert a car than they make in their annual salary, average salary, so it's not terribly practical. But because of his aggressive watchdogging, and this is what we're looking at as well Sunday, he's become a target by those he polices. I mean, the culture of federal agencies in Washington, D.C. are really that they don't like all that oversight at times. So this includes, he looks at the military and their contractors. He looks at the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and their contractors. So there's been pushback, and I think surreptitious efforts to try to controversialize him and silence him in hopes that he will be replaced with somebody who's a lot softer and less aggressive. But he's fighting back.
Cheryl Atkinson, host of Full Measure. It's tomorrow morning on ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And Cheryl, before we let you go, almost everybody in the media has a book. You have a best-selling book on the New York Times bestseller list that would make a great Christmas gift. It's called Stonewalled, and it's Cheryl's book, Her Fight for Truth Against the Forces of Obstruction, Intimidation, and Harassment in Obama's Washington. Check it out. Cheryl, thank you as always, and you have a very nice holiday coming up.
Hey, thanks so much. Take care.
729 Saturday morning update, WMAL. Icing conditions all around the area. The latest from Steve Burns coming up in about a minute.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. You see, most people put off getting a new roof until the spring, which means winter months can get a little quiet for roofers. But New Look Home Design roofers want to work 12 months out of the year and are ready to go. That's why New Look Home Design is offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. And did you know New Look replaces most roofs in a single day? Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease the 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. It's still hazardous to be outside for the moment as the rain falling is freezing on contact on roads, sidewalks, and patios. The temperature is expected to rise above freezing later on this morning. The rain tapers in the early afternoon. It's also a big travel day today, the final weekend before Christmas, and it's likely you'll be delayed whichever direction you're going.
We're talking big cities, too. We're talking Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, Washington, D.C., even stretching down to Raleigh. Now, again, no one likes to drive in feet of snow. That causes its own problems. But freezing rain, I don't care if you have four-wheel drive, you lived in Alaska for 3 years, no one can drive on ice, period.
That's meteorologist Allison Chinchar. A few inches of snow is expected from Pittsburgh up to New York and Boston. We'll get to the full traffic and weather report coming up in 2 minutes here. A province in central Turkey is reeling from a car bomb blast today that killed 13 Turkish troops and wounded 55 others, most of them military personnel. The Turkish armed forces say on-leave military personnel were the main target. A temporary news blackout's in place there, but images taken moments after the explosion showed a smoking public bus still in flames with its windows blown open. Vice President Joe Biden will be remembering John Glenn in a speech at his funeral today, joined by officials from all stages of the former fighter pilot, astronaut, and senator's remarkable career.
Senator Glenn, who died last week at age 95, will be honored in a memorial service this afternoon at Ohio State University. Later, Mr. Glenn will be laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. John Glenn flew 149 combat missions as a Marine pilot in World War II and the Korean War, then became the first American to orbit the Earth. He later served 24 years as a U.S. Senator from Ohio and returned to space at age 77. Bill Michaels, Washington.
Sports, the Caps take town Carolina in a shootout there back home for Montreal tonight, and the Wizards beat Detroit. Traffic and weather comes your way next.
You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Weekdays 5 to 9.
We have a whole lot to talk about.
Mornings on the Mall.
I'm getting my information from you.
Well, so. that's what we're here for.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
At 7:33 on WMAL, officials all across the area asking you to stay off the roads for the next few hours. But if you are out there, a lot to worry about. We check in with Bo Chase in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The weather really causing a mess on area roads, including that major accident. Well, several accidents, actually, on the inner loop of the Beltway at Arlington Boulevard. All lanes are blocked. Police are directing traffic again. There are multiple accidents there. You want to avoid that if at all possible. Also, 66 westbound near Lee-Jackson Highway. That crash has the left and right lanes blocked. That also involves multiple vehicles. Another major accident, Route 32 westbound at Crane Highway. That accident has all lanes blocked there. 95 Virginia southbound at the Beltway. A crash there blocking the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We get above freezing later on this morning, then the rain should taper off around noon. Then mostly cloudy later this afternoon as we keep getting warmer into the 40s. The temperature going up overnight into the 50s. Rain tomorrow afternoon as we get up to around 60 for a high tomorrow. Right now, 27 in Woodbridge, 30 in Bowie, 28 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Cumey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing, Saturday and Sunday at 3, here on WMAL.
There are only 2 weeks left for the Chamonix Christmas and Holiday Sale, and if you want to look 15 or 20 years younger, you got to pick up the phone now and order Esotique XV. That's just what Donna from Kingsville, Maryland did, and she told us, I love Chamonix products. They absorb nicely without residue, and I look at least 10 years younger than women my age. Well, you go, Donna. Esotique XV is better than anything in department stores. Why? Because of natural ingredients and a proprietary-based delivery system that guarantees quick, clean absorption for maximum results. From today until Christmas, order Esotique XV and get Genucel for bags and puffiness and the legendary deep-firming serum absolutely free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Call now and shipping is also free. That's three free gifts for trying Esotique XV today. You'll be amazed or your money back. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I understand you do commercial work?
Absolutely, ma'am.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and it's great to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He's the Vice President at the London Center for Policy Research and the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, it's great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
The big story this week, the Russian hack. And
right.
You have had a lot of experience with cybersecurity. The media and the pundits are focused on the political nature of the hack. What about the technical nature?
Well, you know, that's a great point. I mean, I'm very curious about what exactly the technical nature is because no one's ever really talked about it. All we're dealing with now is anonymous sources, apparently now from FBI as well, because this is something that I find very curious by the fact that I ran the first undercover cyber unit for DoD back in the late 90s. We developed a lot of techniques and technology. So this is something that's no small thing. And so if it was a technical hack, that is to say that someone using very sophisticated cyber capabilities, tools, techniques, procedures, it's significant. But let's remember, Rick, that you don't have to be a nation state to have sophisticated tools and techniques. A lot of these techniques are available to individuals in mafias and criminal enterprises and terror organizations. So you've got to have some pretty clear and compelling evidence to say a nation state did something. So I'm very curious of how they keep coming back to the Russians on this.
And what kind of fingerprints are left when there is a hack?
Well, this is one of those points of contention that everybody kind of keeps talking about. They keep saying that some of the tools and some of the techniques mirror those used by the Russians. And I get that. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you tend to develop a process procedure. We were looking at this sort of thing. We were looking at keystroke management. We were down looking at individuals based on keystrokes back in the time we started doing this back in the 90s. So you can essentially establish a profile of something. But with that said, a lot of intelligence organizations, especially those run by nation states, know that very fact, that you can become sloppy and basically set up profiles. And so the most sophisticated hacker and hacking organizations are constantly looking at themselves to prevent the establishment of a pattern. So this is what I'm a bit skeptical about, if this is the case. And again, Rick, this is why I'm kind of saying you need to put the evidence up here for us to see it, because, you know, clearly I think the American people need to know why exactly you think it's the Russians.
President Obama has talked of a response from the United States, a response right. that we may never see or hear about because of the nature of cyber attacks. What's the range of what we might have in our cyber arsenal?
Oh, it's significant. I mean, and frankly, Rick, you don't have to go back with cyber. You can either do a diplomatic rapprochement. You can basically send a nasty note. You can actually take, on the other extreme, physical action. You can drop bombs. This is one of those things we actually did look at back in the 90s when we first looked at how certain technologies were going to become weaponized. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about essentially weaponized technology being used in cyberspace. So, you know, you don't have to go one for one. You don't have to go back the very same way. As a matter of fact, you can maybe do multiple things. You can do one thing and make them think it's another. I think we do have to consider, if it's the Russians, I mean, you have to be very painfully clear and sure of your target on this. If it's the Russians, you can do economic attacks. You can essentially crash banks. So you can steal Vladimir Putin's money. You can sink ships. I mean, anything you can think in warfare, we can do. But obviously, if it gets traced back to you, there's going to be consequences. So we are very much in the position of seeing a new Cold War using cyber and weaponized technology as kind of the method of fighting developing if we're not careful.
We've seen the damage inflicted on the Democratic National Committee. What would you say to an average? What would you say to the average consumer that's listening this morning on what they need to be doing on their own home computer and on their PDAs? Just a couple of tips that are kind of no-brainers, yeah. but people may not even think about doing.
Oh, excellent point. Well, first off, when you get email, don't click on anything you don't know. Some of these hacks were done by what they call spear phishing. That is to say that you get an email from, say, Bank of America asking you to click on something to give them information. That will automatically defeat your firewall. It'll send data to places you don't even know it's going. So that's another something to be very careful of. And anybody, again, should be aware. That's just practicing what we call good operational security. Just don't click on anything from an email from an unknown source or someone you suspect who may be, you know, not valid or not who they are. Secondly, just basically buy a firewall, buy a you know, McAfee or Norton. Buy something that actually does protect your computer. They do actually do their best to keep, you know, your computer safe from those hacking in. And the other thing is just, I think, good outside, I would say, security of your data. When you're in a restaurant, be careful about who you show your cards to. Be careful who you show your personal information to. Be careful who you show your birth date. I mean, there's a great scene in the movie Spaceballs, you know, when the guy says, uses the code 1234 to open something, and the guy whispers, "Hey, change the code on my luggage." So don't use easily defeatable passwords that people can kind of guess and break through. So those are the things I would say to be kind of personally do your own personal counter cyber techniques to protect yourself.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thanks for being with us this morning. We'll be watching for you on Twitter.
Sure, thank you for having me.
7:44 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we've been keeping a close eye on the winter weather advisory in the Washington area. We'll get a quick check of the traffic and then a lot more detail on the weather. That's next.
Good morning, I'm Bo Chase, and here's a look at WMAL traffic from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. A crash on the Interloop of the Beltway at Arlington Boulevard. That is a major accident. All lanes are blocked. Police are there directing traffic, and there are multiple accidents at that scene. 66 westbound near Lee Jackson Highway. A crash there has the left and right lanes blocked. That also involves multiple vehicles. A wreck on Route 32 westbound at Crane Highway has all lanes blocked. 95 Virginia southbound at the Beltway, that crash has the left lane blocked. In Falls Church, 495 Express Lane northbound near Lee Highway, that one again blocking all lanes. And 66 eastbound at Key Bridge, a crash there has the right lane blocked. I'm Bo Chase on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
WMAL Weather Channel forecast. The winter weather advisory has now been extended until 12 noon. A wintry mix of sleet and freezing rain around the Washington area has been creating havoc on roads like the Beltway, as you just heard from Bo Chase. Now, it'll warm up to 48 later on today, but it's a mess out there right now. Steve Burns joins us from the WMAL newsroom. And tell us a little bit about what you're seeing and hearing around the Washington area. I know in the city, when I came out early, the sidewalks were iced, the side streets were nothing but a sheet of ice, and it took a while to get that ice off the windshield.
Oh, yeah. You have to get in your car and defrost early and often. Everything is just a sheet of ice out there right now. We have been seeing some very serious crashes on roads like the Beltway, 66. I saw one picture where a fire truck responding to a crash scene actually slid off the road. So you being out there in your car right now, if your travel isn't a complete necessity, is also taking a risk for first responders. And as you heard from VDOT's Jenny McCord a little while ago, it also doesn't help them when they're trying to treat the road when you have a crash right in front of them. Could leave that road icier even longer.
And again, when you step out of the house, that first step is going to be a slick one.
It absolutely
so
will be.
Very,
yeah.
Very careful. And as Steve mentioned and Jenny McCord mentioned, if you don't need to go out, don't do it.
Absolutely.
And at first, Jeff had said it looked like it was going to move out by about 10 o'clock, but they've now extended the advisory up until noon.
Yeah, what we've heard from the National Weather Service is they're expecting temperatures to rise above freezing later on this morning, maybe 10 or 11 o'clock or so. It'll take a little while for the roads to start melting after that, but the rain will still be falling into early afternoon, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock when it starts clearing up. And then we get on this roller coaster ride of temperatures where we go from the 40s into the 50s overnight, all the way up to a high of around 60 on Sunday morning. And then it starts raining again Sunday afternoon, and we drop into the 30s. So buckle up.
Whew. And you'll have an eye on it throughout the weekend. Steve,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank
747,
you,
Saturday morning update.
Larry O'Connor here, and I just love recommending my friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros. They've been top-ranked agents by the Wall Street Journal for years. What sets Debbie and Sarah apart from all the other realtors? They have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Get this, Debbie and Sarah may already have a buyer for you. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed in writing. If you want top dollar and want to move, call my all pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, and the only agents I would trust to sell my home quick and for the most money. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
With the holiday season upon us, everyone's looking for that deal of a lifetime or the big sale. I know where you can get both. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and right now you could save money and increase the value of your home by making one phone call to Thompson Creek Window Company. Thompson Creek is offering no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018, along with their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Thompson Creek is locally owned and operated. They design, build, and install the best windows around that could save you money on your utility bills and add value to your home. Get the deal of a lifetime, no money down, no interest, no payments till 2018, and their last chance sale of 20% off every window you buy. Call Thompson Creek right now at 855-57-CREEK. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. The number, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, But now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL, and it's always great to be joined by Mercedes Schlepp. She is co-founder of Cove Strategies and a contributor at the Washington Times and Fox News. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
And you wrote an interesting opinion piece on Thursday. Headline, Democrats prove sore losers with the old Electoral College try. The opening sentence, it looks like Hillary Clinton's campaign is not over yet.
Yeah, I mean, Rick, I have to tell you, I find that these latest events with these what I call rogue electors is quite disturbing. The mere fact that they're going out trying to lobby the other electors to not vote, in this case, not even vote for Hillary Clinton, but try to change it up so that Donald Trump will not receive the number of electoral votes that he needs to become president is disturbing. It goes against the will of the people. It goes against what the electoral process, college process was created for. And their feeling is, and this is the, you know, about 10 or so, and maybe there's some more. I mean, I've heard up to 19 of electors who feel that it is their moral obligation to, in essence, derail this election because they believe that Donald Trump is not qualified to be president. And right now we have the vast majority of Americans who are basically saying, let's move on, let's give Donald Trump a chance to lead. But then you have the Clinton campaign in the center of this firestorm with the former chairman of the Hillary campaign, John Podesta, coming out and basically supporting the idea of having these rogue electors receive these intelligence briefings on the Russian hacking situation and how the Russians have interfered in this election. Again, to me, it just sets a dangerous precedent of having these electors believe that they have the power and authority to basically try to influence and change the results of this election.
John Podesta writes an op-ed in the Washington Post. Something is deeply broken at the FBI, and he rails on their, quote, failure to adequately respond to the Russian threat. And I'm sitting here going, doesn't he realize something was deeply broken within the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and the media outlets who were clearly in bed and clearing their stories with the Clinton campaign people?
And I have to say it was really interesting. CNN had, it was Jake Tapper who had the interview with Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who basically disagreed with John Podesta, saying that the FBI has been investigating the Russian interference in the potential Russian interference in the election, and literally was just basically tried to say that John Podesta was wrong on this issue. So that she believes that the FBI has been trying to do their best to deal with the situation of our cyber security threats, which, Rick, we need to, you know, there is something that needs to be addressed here. It's a mere fact that, and I said this on the Tucker Carlson show last night, that, you know, it was Joe Biden who back in October said, we're not concerned about the Russians fundamentally interfering in our election. And then all of a sudden, it has become front and center with President Obama basically saying that the Russians have been involved in interfering in the election and with this hacking. And, you know, we do need to take the cybersecurity threats seriously. I do believe there should be a bipartisan investigation into this issue. But the timing of it, the fact that you do this days before the electors are going to vote, they're going to vote on Monday, and it really raises the question very seriously of how political and how politicized this issue has become in trying to influence electors to change their vote, which, as we know, in 29 states, is state, you know, state law that basically says that you've got to abide by the results of that, of those states. But it does bring into question the fragileness of the electoral college system and how it will survive not only this election, but in future elections as well if we have these close races in the future.
So I watched the president's press conference on Friday afternoon, and he's railing on Putin. He's railing on Assad. And I'm like, has he ever really done anything about any of this?
Well, I think the biggest issue for President Obama is the fact that Putin and the Russians really have no respect for American leadership and for President Obama. Obviously, they've been able to step all over the Obama administration when you look at the issue of Syria, where, as we know, just the tragedy surrounding that civil war, where the Russians and the Iranian militia have been involved in assuring that what we have seen has been a devastation of so many lives, and with no respect to international law, no respect to ensuring the safety of women, innocent women and children and men in that country. And what you have found is the fact that, yes, Putin has been able to exert his control, and not only that, but become one of the more powerful players in the Middle East and particularly in that region. So I think, Rick, that for the president to basically just, tell Putin to cut it out, don't interfere in the elections in the United States, obviously, I mean, for Putin, it's laughable. And so I think that there is a sense with Donald Trump that he will be able to say, with, for example, his pick of Secretary of State of Rex Tillerson, we're going to be tough on Russia. We're going to make sure that Russia respects us and that they realize that they're not the only game in town. And I think that's a powerful message to send to the Russian leadership. And I believe that we're going to wait and see what President Obama's, quote unquote, retaliation is of Russia. Is it going to be more economic sanctions? What is it that's going to try to stop the Russian train? I don't see it really having too much of an impact, because at the end of the day, what we have seen is the fallout of the Obama administration trying to influence Russia from, you know, having a ceasefire, for example, that it was an agreement that fell apart in Syria, to the fact that Russians have exerted their power and authoritarian control in regions in Ukraine and in Crimea. These are serious issues that the Obama administration has failed to handle adequately.
Mercedes Schlapp, co-founder Cove Strategies. Watch for her this morning on Cashin' In, 11:30 on the Fox News Channel. Mercedes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rick.
7:59, Saturday morning update. And as you'll notice outside, a winter weather advisory in effect. A wintry mix throughout the morning. It's 28 degrees right now in Washington. That's causing freezing rain, sleet, icing conditions all around the area. We've spoken with the folks at VDOT. They encourage you, if you don't have to be on the roads this morning, don't go out and drive. Accidents on the Beltway. Full details coming up in the 8 o'clock news with Steve Burns.
Inherit from my mom was her varicose and spider veins. Then it happened. Embarrassing, bulgy, naughty-looking legs. not to mention the pain and swelling. I just couldn't stand it anymore, so I went to Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses again.
Whether it's a family gathering or office formal, make sure your legs look and feel their best this fall. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.